Podcast, and I'm Laura,
and we are Gobby Cow. What are we on now?
We're on episode four.
Episode four already. God, it's gone so quickly, hasn't it? Do you know what? We've got loads to tell you today. We've had a busy couple of weeks, obviously, since launch. Last week was the luscious Laura's birthday week. We're going to be telling you what we've been up to. Stay tuned.
Hello, welcome to another week. How's it been?
Well, no, actually, I want to ask you how's it been? Because obviously last week, we touched on the last podcast, that it was going to be your birthday last Thursday. So, what the hell have you been up to?
Everything.
Keep it clean.
Everything. Oh my God, I'm so tired.
Are you?
I'm getting too old for these shenanigans now.
Have you been overindulging?
A little bit, yeah. Quite a lot.
So obviously it was your birthday on Thursday.
Yeah.
So I had a little adventure on Wednesday.
You did.
So I went to order the lovely Laura some flowers to get delivered to her from the lovely Flowers by Frederica.
Yep.
In Kegworth. Hi.
Hi, Freddie. Regular podcast listener.
Absolutely. I didn't realise. So I walked into the shop to order some flowers. And she said, oh, what are you after? And I said, I want some birthday for my friend for delivery tomorrow in Kegworth. And she was like, right, any colours in mind? And I went, well, we've got this brand. And she went, so you want it red, white and black for Gobby Cow? And I was like, what? And I think my face was just, and I had sunglasses on, and I just took them off, like,
gawking
at her. And she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I love what you're doing. I listen to your podcast every week.
Yeah.
She was like, as soon as I finish today, I'm going to catch up on this week's.
It's surreal, isn't it?
Yeah, and we were talking about sort of where we've come from. And I was saying about, you know, sort of leaving our 9-to-5 behind to follow our dream and our passion and start our own brand. And she absolutely loves it.
Does it still feel weird when you say it out loud to somebody?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
I was a bit, what's the kind of opposite to starstruck? Like,
dumbstruck.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. dumbstruck, all right, thank you. But yeah, I was really taken aback, and I thought, how flattering.
Yeah.
And oh my God, actually, at least one person listened to our podcast.
And you couldn't tell me about it, could you?
No, I had to keep it secret.
But then I had the same when I went in the next day to collect my flowers, because I got a lovely message from Freddie saying, oh, you've got some flowers here. And I went, oh God, who sent me those? Like, mystery man or something. Oh, who's this? And I went in, and bless her, she said, oh my God, I love your podcast and listen to it every week. And I felt the same, just like really, really proud. But at the same time, no offence, Freddie, I was like, are you taking the piss? I was like, is she having a laugh at me?
Do you think I set it up?
Yeah, I was like, is somebody actually listening to our podcast? And it didn't sink in, but it was so lovely. So massive thank you to Freddie, because those flowers
so
are stunning.
They are, aren't they?
They're beautiful.
Can I say that myself?
Yeah, you bought me roses.
I know, it's so romantic.
I love you so much.
I'll get the heart caster.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. I love them. They proper cheered me up.
You're welcome.
And then what happened? Because clearly we can't stay away from each other.
So on Laura's birthday, we decided to have a little bit of a step back from business. So, because it was, obviously Laura wants to spend a bit of family time.
Yeah.
And me and my sister, you probably saw the post that we did, we went to MacArthur Glen for the afternoon.
Which is a bit of a retail shopping outlet. For our American listeners.
Oh, sorry, Laura.
We have to kind of
paint the picture.
Cover all bases.
So it's a retail shopping village.
Yes.
there, and we took baby Feliz with us.
Yeah,
we were dog free, which was good. Just the two dogs out of that.
Oh,
she'll kill me now.
So
I did a bit of post saying, you know, I think we had a bit of an update on restocking some t-shirts,
and we had a birthday discount as well.
And we had a birthday discount day. And after we posted, I got a message from the lovely Laura saying, "Oh my God, guess where I'm on the way to?" And I was like, "Skegness."
I was like, no, even more glam than that.
Even more glam.
I'm on my way. And I didn't realise you were there. I didn't realise. I was halfway there and I saw your post and I thought, oh, for fuck's sake. Even on a day off, we can't stay away from each other.
We're like magnets.
On the one day that I said I was going to have a day off, I ended up doing more work than what I normally do. Because these two were in Gobby Cow gear. Yes. I very nearly put on the same t-shirt as Nicola. I'm kind of glad I didn't now. And I ended up doing a photo shoot for you both.
We were a bit of a girl.
In the middle of MacArthur Glen, we're there in the square doing a little photo shoot, aren't we?
And again, I'm not going to lie, I did feel like we were a bit famous because everyone was looking like, who are these? Who is this cool girl gang?
Who are these dickheads? Yeah! posing in the middle of a shopping centre.
But we got a lot of great feedback.
We did.
So we went into the... can I say shop names? Yes.
Yeah.
It's our podcast. So I went into Converse and the lady behind the cashier, she was basically looking at Nicola's t-shirt and she was asking us about, because I had my vest on, asking us about the brand. She asked for the details, she was going to have a look at our website. So
we've had some really, I wouldn't say random orders, but people we have no idea who they are that have ordered stuff from us over the weekend, which is a bit mind-blowing because they're all over the shop now. We're getting further and further afield, aren't we?
I think what we're seeing now is the ripple effect. So I think it always starts with, like, your nearest and dearest.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the word spreads, and we are seeing that kind of current spread now outside of the circle.
I'll tell you what I also love, and that is the tote bags. Because we like the tote bags. Just I had in my head, tote bag, you know, need to go to the shops, grab a tote bag.
Yeah.
Need to pop over to yours to do some work, put my stuff in a tote bag. Your sister had it on her pram, didn't she?
She did. And do you know what she said?
It looked so good.
She said, she was like, I want this. Mm. So she was like, I'm going to buy this.
Mm.
Because she said, sometimes she has her big, like, baby bag with all the nappies and everything in. But she said, I just want something to put my phone and my purse in.
Yeah.
That's quite close to me. But she loved the fact it's got the magnetic clasp.
Yes. Yeah.
And to keep it closed. So, yeah. Sold. Ding, ding.
And it just looked a bit punchy on pram, didn't it? Gobby Cow just there. It just suited it. Yeah. Great. And I was really impressed because I thought, that's something I didn't really picture it being on.
It's but all got its uses.
Yeah. Multi-use product.
Exactly. Multi-use. But they're recycled. They're, you know, you're using a reusable bag made from recycled cotton, organic cotton.
Yeah.
And the thread is made from recycled bottles.
Recycled plastic bottles.
Bottles, yeah.
Yeah. So, I quite like that, actually, and that's something that always sticks in my head, but it sounds like we're proper plugging it, but it's just, we just saw it, didn't we, and thought it looked really good on a pram, so I thought, ooh.
So, if you go onto our Instagram page, which is Laura's?
Gobby Cow Official.
You'll see the picture of Nicola with said tote bag on the pram.
Yeah.
So go rocking check it out.
Proper eco mama.
Eco mama, we love it.
So, that was only the first recognition. Wasn't it?
It was.
Of the weekend.
It was. And then it
because what did we do Friday? So the Thursday wasn't bad enough. We decided to spend the whole of Friday together, didn't we? And we did guise it under that we were going to do some work.
Well, we got loads done, didn't we, Laura?
But I turned up to yours and it was blazing sunshine. You turned up in your little car with the roof down.
Yeah.
And we just kind of thought, shall we go to the shops?
No, come on. What did I do? I just... Yeah. I said, right, I've got a bottle of Prosecco in the fridge. Yeah. Let's head out.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. I've never headed out, actually.
Headed out? What?
So we went on a little shopping trip, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because as we said on last week's podcast, Laura was determined to derma plane my face.
Oh, yes.
Before we went out.
Yes.
Or stayed in. Or went out. Or stayed in. We did a bit of both.
Anyway. We did.
So we nipped out to another retail park. There's a theme, isn't there?
There is.
And we decided to get a coffee on the way back and sit by the River Trent.
Yeah, it was all very scenic, wasn't it? With the roof down.
With some tunes on. So we were just nattering away. And I was kind of I got a bit relaxed, I think, after my coffee.
Yeah.
And Laura said, oh, mate. And I looked behind me and two police officers... had parked next to us and I had my window up as well, so roof down, window up, and it was like sign language for the glass, and basically like, hi ladies, hope you're okay. We were like, great, thanks. Although my face was like, oh my god, I've attacked my car, I've got an MOT.
Who have I killed?
And Yeah, so she was like, oh, yeah, you parked on double yellows.
And then out came the fucking hyacinth bouquet. It was, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even see these double yellows. Oh, I'll move straight away. Thank you, officer.
And it was basically like, hands draped on brow, like, yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I basically did shit my pants.
Yeah.
But we cracked open a bottle of Prosecco.
We did.
Have we done any work by this point?
We've done zero.
No, zero. What did we do then? We decided to dermaplane my face.
Yes.
Which went very well. I'm very impressed, girls.
Talk them through it. Whoever's not had it done.
Well, I
was because it's not just for girls. It's for anybody that wants to just...
Sorry, I was saying that because...
skin.
When we had a soiree. The girls were asking and they were trying to sell me on it.
Yeah.
But it was absolutely painless. Yeah. I was slightly concerned.
You were proper. You thought I was Sweeney Todd. Oh my God, I'm going to get you.
Sweeney Todd.
Cut my neck. She saw this. She saw me get this tiny little fucking safety blade out. And you can see she started to have palpitations. She was like, are you going to cut my neck? I was like, no.
And by this time, Laura had a couple of glass of Prosecco as well, which sure. Brought me even further.
Sure,
so anyway, she did it. It's lovely. I love it. I'm definitely going to keep doing it. She's actually bought me some of my own blades. A multi-pack. So I'll be doing that once a week, I think, just to keep my dead skin off.
Yeah.
And then we decided to go out and order food.
Yeah. Just enjoy the hot weather.
Just enjoy the hot weather.
In a social distance manner, obviously.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to walk, because it's where you live, not giving it away, like you did me earlier. But it's quite leafy and spacious.
Oh, shit, sounds.
Yeah. Quite leafy and spacious. And just, it was a nice weather.
It
and
was.
We were both feeling a bit summer vibes. Yeah. Let's go out.
Bit pissed.
Let's get some food.
So that's what we did. So we found a lovely little establishment to sit outside.
We did.
And before we went out, Laura said, oh, hang on a minute. I haven't got my little handbag. And we're fighting over this handbag because it would have gone with both outfits.
Yeah.
So it was
one that I pulled out of the wardrobe from like 18 months ago, and I just thought, oh, I've not worn that in absolutely ages.
Yeah.
I love it.
And what was inside?
Oh no, well I thought it was perfume.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? So we had a little spritz, didn't we?
Because well, just before we went out the door,
little
we just
spritz.
Thought, we'll have a little spritz of this, because I thought,
she was like, try this, I think this is a nice one.
Yeah.
Oh God! Then we went out. Didn't really smell of anything, can I just point that out? Didn't actually,
it was like freshly cut grass / sweaty fireman. It was like...
Apologies to any firemen out there. We're not saying that you're all sweaty.
That's a good thing. No, so we went out, didn't we? And we're like strutting along the street. And I saw a couple of heads turn. And I'm thinking, oh,
yeah.
It's like both of us fucking twatted out of our faces. Oh, that's just us being recognised now.
Oh, we've made it.
Got into the town centre. Got worse, didn't it?
Yeah.
We sat down at a table.
Yeah.
And these blokes next to us, they're like meerkatting over the partition.
Over the partition.
And then we went to the bar and the same thing happened again. And I said to Kaz, like, have I got something on the face?
And I was like, yeah, but...
And we couldn't...
But you have bleached your tash, it's all right.
And then Karen's like, oh, still got it. So we went to the loo, didn't we, feeling pretty impressed with ourselves. After bagging, what did we get? Half a bottle of champagne given to us for nothing.
Yeah.
By these lovely, friendly gentlemen. Hello.
Hello.
Then we went to the bathroom and I thought, oh, I'm just going to put a bit more of that perfume on.
Go on, tell them what it was.
I reached into the handbag and got it out and realised.
It's like the handbag of doom, isn't it?
It's like a little pheromone spray.
Any reason why?
From it must have been from my hen do or something. It was like a pheromone spray to attract the opposite sex.
When we realised, we immediately washed it off, didn't we?
No!
Did we?
We got a bottle of champagne, I wasn't going to wash it off.
I'm not going to lie, I did go out the toilet. And as
you skipped out the toilet.
And I was like wafting around my neck and I was walking back out
really
to the table.
And ended up just saying out loud, smell my waft.
So we just sat there wafting at the table. Anyway, we didn't get chucked out, so we left before. No, we didn't.
We weren't told to leave, no.
No, before that.
Oh, before what happened?
Well, we had a lovely gentleman called Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hope you're listening, because we know that you do now.
We do.
Came up and asked us how business was, or asked Laura.
Yeah.
How
so
business was.
This lovely gentleman, I had no idea who he was. I thought he knew you. Vaguely.
Yes, I kind of know of him.
But it was like, he looked straight at me and was like, how was business? And I'm like thinking, I know I've had a drink, but I don't know you, young sir. And I was like, it's going
young
very
sir.
Well. I said, it's going very well. Thank you very much.
Come on.
I was like, it's going really well.
Oh, young man.
Young man. No, I was like, it's going really, shut up, I'm trying to talk. It's going really well. Blah, blah, blah. And he was so nice, wasn't he? He was like, oh, I need to listen to this week because I've not listened to it yet.
He said, I usually tune into your podcast, but I've not listened to this week. I must listen to that.
Yeah.
We
had a good chat, didn't we? Because we said it's really weird how people are like, oh, do you remember when you said this? And I'm thinking, how do you know, you nosy bastard? And then I
realised. Because you divulged.
We're divulging on a podcast. So
we are.
That was lovely, wasn't it? Because then you were like, oh my God, we've just had a second recognition. It was
so obviously my hand was back on my brow, like, oh darling,
this pheromone spray was
I think the pheromone spray had got to my head.
Yeah, I think it got to my head.
So we staggered back, we made a couple of physios which we can't share. Might do it at some point for our friends. It was a bit of a wish you were here, a bit of Judith Chalmers.
We got back and sang Frozen, didn't we?
Yeah,
my voice is still croaky.
I haven't actually seen my neighbours yet.
No.
Did go out about 7:15 on Saturday morning, make a lot of noise. So,
but we tried to order food as well, didn't we?
Yes.
That was hard.
That was, I can't remember, I'm not going to lie, I can't remember.
She tried to, and also you tried to
I
get me.
Remember.
You tried to get me to watch
The Greatest Showman. Now I remember
we
that.
We were plastered by that point.
Now I remember that, but I can't remember.
Because you kept going, shh, listen, listen. And I'm like, I am listening. You were like, shut up, nobody's talking.
Yeah.
So it was a very, very good evening, wasn't it?
From what I can remember, it was great.
A let-off steam night.
Yeah.
We're going to be having plenty more of those. So.
Yeah, well, it's Kaz's big birthday, 3-0.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Has that got stuck in your throat?
Yeah, it has. Don't know why. It's because my nose is going. It's next month.
Yes.
So,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so we're going to have just a little get together
of
the circle of trust.
The circle of trust.
Yeah, so maybe a hot tub involved.
Yeah. And what else is involved? What's your lovely, lovely boyfriend building for you?
He is building for me my own tiki bar in his back garden.
Wow.
Check me out. So excited. That's like, honestly,
I'm excited. It's not even my bar.
I can't wait. I know I'm going to decorate it. I know what's. I've got it in my head.
Yeah.
What's going to be? It's already got electric. It's got the base stand. It's got electric.
Are you going to buy those really cute fairy lights to go on the outside of it as well?
I am indeedy.
Oh, you know when you say bar, that reminds me. I went out for a meal on Thursday night for my birthday.
Yeah.
You've
been on it all weekend, haven't you?
I drank 2 days in a row, mate. I was battered.
That's not like you.
No.
I mean, obviously for me it's
absolutely
normal, but
battered.
For you it's, yeah.
So went to this lovely restaurant local to me, and what was one thing I was banging on to you about for like 2 weeks?
Do you know what, Kaz? Can't wait to have a porn star martini.
I was, honestly, I'm obsessed. So after like, 20 weeks of lockdown, I'm thinking, oh yeah, come on, porn star martini. Got to the place.
Yeah.
It was on the menu.
Yeah.
And they said, oh no, sorry, we're not doing cocktails because of COVID.
I
know.
I didn't hear that in Boris's.
No,
updates.
Boris never said, no cocktails.
Have cocktails, don't go out.
Don't do porn stars, do porn stars.
Too well.
Stay pissed, stay alert.
Do you know what, when she does that, her face actually looks like Bobby Johnson.
Ugly as fuck.
Anyway, so no porn stars.
No porn stars, but they did give me a free strawberry daiquiri.
One?
Well, they gave me one free and then I had four more. I was twatted.
Right.
I was absolutely twatted. I got escorted home and I kept saying, why are you walking away from me? My husband was like, I'm not. You're walking into the road, for fuck's sake.
How long did it take to get back? Bearing in mind, it's like a minute
walk. It's a 20-second walk. It took me about 4 minutes.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
So,
you've had a good birthday weekend.
Oh, it's brilliant. Brilliant.
Very fulfilling.
Do you know what I'm most proud of?
What?
I managed my longest distance run on, what day are we on? Saturday morning? Saturday morning as it goes. Sunday morning, yesterday morning. I managed my longest distance run to date.
Well done. Well done, Laura.
I did nearly 15K.
Bearing in mind, you've probably, drank the equivalent of a small microbrewery.
Yeah.
You've done well.
I think so.
Yeah, well done. And that's a big achievement.
Out at 4 o'clock this morning, doing another one.
What?
Yeah.
Four o'clock, why?
Because my little boy woke up.
Yeah.
And he basically just woke up and his little puppy dog eyes were like, please, mummy, can we go and watch the sunrise? And I'm just like, I can't say no to the guy. He's just this little squidge. And I was like, dying, blisters on my feet, everything. I was like, nah, come on then. All right then, yeah. So I ended up walking out the door at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
To watch the sunrise. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Did you go back to bed? Or yeah, did you stayed up? I don't blame you.
I did. But I'm still feeling tired.
Hence the copious amounts of coffee.
Yes.
We've got in front of us. So we've proper stacked up this morning.
It's been a busy week.
It has. And also, on a business front.
Yes.
We have been, we did work our socks off last week.
Oh my God, yes. And it paid off in dividends.
It has, because the majority of our stock is now gone, which is great.
No, we've not got much left.
So just to let you know, we are going to be restocking this week. So it's what we're going to be doing as soon as we come off the podcast.
And it's all going to be a bit different.
It is. We've got some new ideas. We've got some new GOMs. It's been great. Mm-hmm. We've ran out of stock, but yeah, we are panicking now a little bit because we need to
Well, it's a nice panic because people are literally banging their fists on the table saying, give us more stock.
Yes.
That is the best position to be in.
Yeah, and we've almost got like a pre-order list now again.
A massive pre-order list. You wrote it down this morning. I can't believe how much we've got.
If people, when this is back in stock, let us know. When this is back in stock, let us know. Yeah. So we will be coming back to each and every one of you. I absolutely promise.
And some of it's international, which is cool.
It is.
Because don't forget, we do ship internationally. So we are a British brand, but we do ship internationally. And we have got a few orders to do, which is exciting.
I know. Hence why I'm saying about the ripple effect. Yes. Because we really have gone out of that inner circle now.
So
it's really paying off.
Yeah, and so quickly. Yeah. That's what I'm surprised at.
Yeah, same.
I thought it'd be like a slow chugging along, but it's not. It's literally just like a
boom.
Yeah.
Rockets.
Boom. Off we go.
Off we go.
Strap in.
Oh, God. Let's not talk about strap-ins again.
Strap in! In! All right. So, that is it. Goodbye.
So, again, sorry. Somebody was so desperate to get another coffee after the crazy week she's had.
I'm so tired.
She just went.
I was like, okay, bye!
I'm arms in the background, like, no!
Running off, I'm like running off to the kettle.
We just wanted to thank you all for tuning in.
Yes.
To episode 4.
Yes.
Just to give you a bit of a heads up about next week's podcast. So that's going to be podcast number 5, yours.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So we're going to go and talk to you basically about how we found starting up a new business so far. And the trials and tribulations, and as always, it's not always straightforward, it's not always rosy. We've had some laughs, so we're going to be sharing some silly stories with you next week. So that's going to be released next Wednesday, so tune in for that. So by all means, check us out on our website,
which is www.gobbycow.com.
Also our Facebook account,
Gobby Cow Clothing,
our Instagram,
Gobby Cow Official,
and our podcast,
which is also Gobby Cow Official.
And you can get that now on Anchor,
Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, all of the main podcast places now.
So
I was going to say all of them stockers, but yeah.
Stockers?
They stockers.
Stockers?
All of them have stockers. Our podcast on there.
Yes, so stay tuned.
All right.
Thank you very much for now. Yes. And we'll see you, or we'll speak to you,
next week. Bye.
Enjoy. Be good.